To help you better understand these timelines, we've got an example here for you. Elise is employed with Benefits R Us. She and her spouse are enrolled in the company's medical and dental coverage. The monthly premiums are $800 for medical and $45 for dental, but Elise is only responsible for paying 50% as an active employee. The employer pays the other half. Elise terminates employment May 19th, and medical and dental coverage for Elise and her spouse terminate at the end of May. Elise and her spouse receive a COBRA election notice on June 15th, and therefore have 60 days until August 14th to elect COBRA continuation coverage and could continue the medical and dental coverage for up to 18 months. Elise and her spouse elect COBRA continuation coverage for only the medical plan and not the dental. They elect coverage on August 1st, and coverage is reinstated back to June 1st. Elise and her spouse have until September 14th, 45 days after electing COBRA, to pay the monthly premium for June, July, and August. The monthly premium for the medical coverage is $816, which is 102% of $800. For all subsequent months in which Elise and her spouse want to continue COBRA coverage for the medical plan, the payment due date is the first of the month. Payment for the month must always be received by the 30th in order to avoid termination for non-payment.